Congress returns to work tomorrow, and one issue that lawmakers may address is close to the hearts of America's bankers and the credit card industry, an overhaul of the nation's bankruptcy laws. Republican control of both houses of Congress vastly increases the odds that legislation making it harder to declare bankruptcy will get to the president's desk, if not in the lame duck session, then early next year. NPR's David Malpas reports on the improved prospects and the one remaining hurdle.
The bankruptcy reform bill should have smooth sailing now through Congress, according to American Banker magazine. Both the House and Senate passed similar versions of the bill this summer, and Mississippi Republican Trent Lott, who's poised to return to power as the Senate Majority Leader, says it's among a handful of pending measures that might take priority in the lame duck session that's about to begin. However, a spokesperson for the American Banking Association, Catherine Pulley, is more cautious in her tone about prospects of action coming quite so soon.
We always have faith that it will eventually get signed into law. We definitely hope so.
What has delayed final action is language that was attached at the last minute by New York Democrat Charles Schumer. Schumer's provision enrages social conservatives.
He has made this bill about abortion and not bankruptcy.
That's David Varnum, an analyst for Focus on the Family, a Colorado-based evangelical organization that has opposed the bankruptcy reform bill because of the Schumer amendment. Schumer says his aim is to prevent anti-abortion protesters from declaring bankruptcy after being hit with heavy court fines for disruptive behavior at abortion clinics. But David Varnum says Schumer is taking a sledgehammer approach towards legitimate dissent.
Under the current law, if someone is violent at abortion clinics, if they start fighting, if they blow up an abortion clinic, if they get violent in any way, they cannot file for bankruptcy. What this amendment seeks to do is expand that from violent pro-life protesters to nonviolent pro-life protesters, and that is our biggest concern.
Anti-abortion allies in the House sided with the critics, and the bill has effectively been stalled. Republican leaders have been left with a dilemma. Pass the current bill with the language targeting anti-abortion protesters and offend the GOP's social conservative wing, a core constituency, or not pass it and draw the ire of major business contributors. Some lobbyists in the financial industry prefer swift action now that the Republicans are in control. They point out that the number of personal bankruptcies continues to grow, up 350% from what it was in 1985. The Bankers Association is not taking a public position on timing, but Catherine Pulley says bankers don't want to lose momentum.
The majority of people declare bankruptcy for reasons of divorce, job loss, or medical expenses. But there are individuals with very high incomes out there who abuse the system and just choose to walk away and not pay their debts.
Some anti-abortion groups say the Republicans should let the current bill die and, early next year, pass new legislation with no ties to the abortion issue. Meanwhile, some consumer advocates are calling for a compromise to get the current bill passed. One lobbyist for the Consumer Federation of America is quoted saying, "This is a fairly harsh bill, heavily weighted in favor of industry. Given more time," he said, "the Republicans could make it worse." David Malpas, NPR News.